Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 12th parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're learning Parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel, as we continue to discuss various malachos and exactly the minimum amount of work that one must do in order to violate those malachos on Shabbos. Parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis is going to specifically be discussing malachos that involve a field, whether it be plowing or planting, and so on and so forth. Says the Mishnah, Hachoresh Kol Shehu, one who plows any amount of land has violated the Malacha, because at the end of the day, even if you're only plowing a very small area, you're still making it fit for at least a single seed or two seeds or three seeds, and that would be the Malacha of plowing, which is getting a seed, which is getting a field ready for planting. Continuing in the Mishnah, HaMenakesh, one who will weeds between different plants, which is improving the growth of the plant. This is a tolda. This is a subcategory of the malacha of zoreya, as the Bartanura points out, which is planting. That's a malacha certainly as well. Continuing in the Mishnah, vaha mekarsem, vaha mizareid, and one who cuts dead branches or extra branches from a tree, both of which are also improving the growth of the tree. Says the Mishnah Kolshu, any amount of branches, any amount of trees that is dealing with chayiv, if he has violated the prohibition, he has violated a malacha on Shabbos. Now, however, we're going to discuss two different situations where the minimum amount that one does for a particular malacha actually depends on one's kavana, depends on what one's intending to actually do. Says the Mishnah, HaMelakit Eitzim, when it comes to a person who's gathering wood by cutting branches off of a tree, it depends again on his kavana, im lisakein. If he intends to improve the tree, to fix the tree, then kol shehein, then he's liable for cutting off any amount of wood, because even if you cut off a little bit, you're fixing the tree, you are cultivating the tree. However, says the Mishnah, im lehesek, if his intention is to get the wood for burning, you want to create a fire, then kedei levash al beitza kala, then he's only chayiv, he's only transgressed the prohibition on Shabbos if he cuts off enough wood to cook an egg, like we discussed previously, that can easily be cooked. Continuing in the Mishnah, HaMelakit Asavim, the halach is that one who is gathering grass by taking them, by ripping them out of the ground, it also depends on his kavana im lesakin. If he intends to improve the soil, then kol shehu, then he's liable for uprooting any amount of grass im lebehema. But if his intention is simply to get food for animals to eat, the animals eat grass, then kimlo pi gedi, then he's liable only if he gathers enough to fill the mouth of a young goat. Now, when it came to the first case, if his purpose was to obtain the wood, then the malacha is kotzer. That's what you do when you cut something for that purpose. Then it's the malacha of kotzer. But in the case of harvesting firewood, the minimum is considered significant enough to cook a chicken egg, which is more easily cooked than all other eggs, like we discussed previously. Now, in the second case, that if its purpose is to obtain grass, then the malacha is considered to be also kotzer reaping. However, when harvesting grass, one is not liable unless he detaches enough to fill a young goat's mouth, as we discussed. And a young goat is the smallest animal to which one feeds grass. Continuing now with Parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel, we begin to discuss the malacha of kosev, and the remaining Mishnayos of this parak going to discuss this malacha of writing on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, HaKosev Shteyosios, if one writes two letters, Bein Bimino, Bein Bismala, whether with his right hand or whether with his left hand, Bein Mishem Echad, whether he's writing two letters of the same two letters, whether you can write Aleph Aleph or Beis Beis or Gimel Gimel, whatever the case may be, Bein Mishnei Shemos, or two different letters, whether it be Aleph and Beis or Gimel and Dalet or whatever the case may be, Bein Mishnei Sammanios, whether he writes them with one or two different types of inks, Bechalosh, whether he writes them in Hebrew or really in any language. Chayiv, says the Mishnah, he has transgressed the prohibition just by writing two letters on a Daraisa level. If you write two letters on Shabbos, then you have transgressed the prohibition of kosev, of writing on Shabbos. Now, just to clarify one thing that we said at the beginning of the mission, when we said whether you're right-handed or left-handed, what that means is that if you're a righty and you use your right hand, or if you're a lefty and you use your left hand, that would be asur, that would be prohibited on a daraisa level. However, if you're a lefty and use your right hand, or you're a righty and use your left hand, then that would be considered to be a shinoi. That would be doing it in a different way, like we discussed previously, which would lower it from a daraisa, from a Torah prohibition, to an isur midrabanan, to a rabbinic prohibition. condition. That's why, if for some reason, you need to write something on Shabbos, ideally you would do it with your opposite hand, because then it would not be d'oraisa, so then it would go down to a midrabanan. Now the next, the Tana of our Mishnah is going to actually hold that it's not only about writing letters, but it's enough to simply make various marks and various engravings. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yosi says, Lochivu shte osios ela mishum roshe. When they say that one who writes two letters is obligated, is liable, has transgressed the prohibition of writing on Shabbos, they meant not only for writing letters, but only for marking, even making marks on things. Because this is what they would do. The Levium would do this in the Mishkan. They would write marks on each of the boards of the Mishkan in order to know which one is its partner, when they needed to reassemble them, when they wanted to put the Mishkan back together. So Rabbi Yossi, we don't paskin this way, but Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that at the end of the day, the essence malacha is not about writing, but it's about making marks. When one writes two letters on Shabbos, he's liable not because they are letters of an accepted language per se, but because they are marks that mean something to him. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. But again, we don't paskin that way. We assume that if you want to transgress the prohibition of Kosev, you must write two letters to Osios. Continuing now in our Mishnah with another opinion of a Tana, who's going to teach us that one is liable for writing two letters, even if he intended to write more. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi said, and we should just know that the text that really the Rishonim write, really the text in the Talmud Bavli as well, seemed that this is really the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So this is Rabbi Yehuda. Matzinu shem katan mishem gadol. That says Rabbi Yehuda that we find that one is liable, one has transgressed writing on Shabbos, even if he writes a short word that is part of a longer word. So what does that mean? Says the Mishnah, shame mishimon ushmuel. For example, if he only writes the word shame, but he means it's really coming from either Shimon or Shmuel, Noach mi Nachor, or he writes Nun Chet, but really he means Nachor, Don mi Daniel, he writes Dalid Nun from Daniel, God mi Gadiel, if he writes God from Gadiel, says the Mishnah, even in these cases he means to write a longer name, because the smaller name that he wrote is a valid name, says the Mishnah, you have still transgressed the Avera of Kosev of writing on Shabbos. Quick review, Parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis began discussing various malachas related to planting and plowing and various malachas of the field, and we said that any amount of plowing makes one liable for plowing on Shabbos. We also said that when it comes to either weeds, either weeding in between plants, which is a tolda of Zoreya, or cutting dead branches or excess branches from a tree, both of which again are also improving the growth of the tree. So we say that any amount of these things make you liable for these malachos of whether it's Choresh, whether it's Zoreya on Shabbos. But then we said, however, that when it comes to certain additional malachos, it matters what your kavana, what your intention is. The one who gathers wood by cutting branches off a tree, if he intended to improve the tree, then any amount of gathering wood would be a malacha. But if it's about just getting wood so that you can have firewood, then it's about how much are you, it's about whether or not you have enough wood to actually cook an easily cooked egg. And then when it came to plucking out grass, so for that malacha, you'd violate the malacha of kotzer. If you intend to improve the soil, any amount would make liable for kotzer. But if you're looking to feed an animal with the grass, then it'd be amount that it would take to feed the mouth of a young goat. And then Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Gimel began discussing the malacha of kosev, of writing on Shabbos, and we said that if you write two letters on Shabbos, whether with your right hand or your left hand, but it has to be your dominant hand, your main hand, whether you write this two of the same letters, two different letters, whether you use two different types of ink, whether you do in any type of language, you have transgressed the prohibition of writing on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi was of the opinion that it's all about making marks, not only about writing letters. We don't assume that way, that it is about ultimately writing two letters to transgress the prohibition on a d'oraisa level. And then we found the end, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that if you intend to write a longer name, but you only end up writing two letters of the name, then you have transgressed the prohibition, assuming that those two letters are actual names, whether it's Shem from Shimon, or Noach from Nachor, or Dan from Daniel, and so on and so forth. You've transgressed writing on Shabbos in that situation. Have a great day.